Gravitational Waves from Fully General Relativistic Acillin Preheating, by Siosioku et al. As long-lived quasi-solitons from the fragmentation of a scalar condensate, acillins may dominate the preheating era after inflation. During this period, stochastic gravitational waves can also be generated. We quantify the gravitational wave production in this period with simulations accounting for full general relativity to capture all possible non-perturbative effects. We compute the gravitational wave spectra across a range of choices of the acillin preheating models and compare our results to a conventional perturbative approach on an FLRW background. We clarify the gauge ambiguities in computing induced gravitational waves from scenarios where dense non-perturbative objects such as acillins are being formed. In particular, we find that the synchronous gauge tends to contain large artificial enhancements in the gravitational wave spectrum due to gauge modes if gravity plays an important role in the formation of the acillins, while other gauge choices, such as the radiation gauge or a suitably chosen 1 plus log gauge, can efficiently reduce the contributions of gauge modes. The full general relativistic simulations indicate that gravitational wave spectra obtained from the perturbative approach on the FLRW background are fairly accurate, except when acillin formation induces strong gravitational effects, for which case there can be an order unity enhancement. This was Gravitational Waves from Fully General Relativistic Acillin Preheating, by Siosioku et al.